Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Hey, y'all. It's been a while. We are back with several creepy stories that are bound to keep you awake tonight. I'm not sure if many of you know, but I work in public accounting, and for the first few months out of the year, I work crazy hours in a time we call busy season. But now it's April and things are back to normal again, and I hope to keep bringing you all the chills on a more consistent basis. I really appreciate those of you that stick around despite my lack of uploads, and those of you that are understanding that I unfortunately am not able to do this full time, although it is my dream to do so one day. Fingers crossed. Anyways, enough with the boring stuff. Let's get on with the stories. We will kick this episode off with a creepy story from the Reddit page Backwoods Creepy. The story is about a guy who encounters a strange robotic voice in the woods. Also, I won't be doing any sort of talking in between stories for this episode. However, if you all do enjoy me recapping stories, I'll bring it back if there's enough want for it. Anyways, enjoy this creepy story, and make sure you subscribe to the Scarecast podcast. I live in the heart of Appalachia, and this is easily the most terrifying story of one of my experiences. This story may be short, or it may be drawn out. I'm recounting these events, and honestly, it was one of the most horrifying things I've ever experienced, and it brings me genuine stress just to think about it. This happened maybe 2 to 3 years ago. I live in southern West Virginia, and have for my entire life. The woods and the mountains surround every direction you look, and nighttime is a darkness that you can never dream of unless experienced. Now I was with a friend. I'll call him Mark. Mark was at my house one evening, doing the usual things. Watching UFC, playing Xbox, you know the deal. It was extremely late when we finally got bored and decided to go for a walk on a nearby trail to smoke a joint. Now this is not particularly a long trail, but it's very dense in the woods that surround it, and it is easy to get freaked out when thinking of your surroundings. We finally get to about halfway into the trail, about 30 minutes in, where we stop, pack our joint, and stand on the trail to chill and talk. The forest is very alive tonight. There are always noises in the woods, but the amount of animal activity for the time, at this point it was probably past 1 a.m., it was strange and kind of eerie, but not alerting as any sort of predatory animal in the area may cause a disturbance. We finish smoking and continue on our walk, when almost immediately, the forest falls dead quiet. And as soon as the forest goes quiet, there's a voice. And it almost sounds like a mocking, humanoid voice, shaky and uncertain. almost like an old children's toy. Like the ones with the crackly speakers and robotic voice, if you know what I mean. This immediately sets us off. We bolt directly down the opposite length of the trail, but the sound does not gain distance. It doesn't get closer, per se, but no matter how far we ran down the trail, this eerie voice remained the same volume, going over and over, with no quieting or stopping. And at this point, I'm convinced that we were in genuine danger, something I have felt very few times. Finally, after sprinting for who knows how long, we exit the trail, grasping for breath and almost at the verge of tears of how frightening this was. We begin to exit the trail, and about 5 minutes from the exit, there is a bone-shaking, heart-stopping, murderous scream from directly behind us. I know what a mountain lion sounds like. This was not an animal. This was not someone playing or watching a movie. This scream sent birds flying from nests and made my heart drop into my stomach. It was the most genuinely depraved and violent scream that I have ever heard. This is a true story that I've only told to maybe like 3 people before, all of whom who just seem to just brush it off as false. I've never been a person to push for the existence of the paranormal or anything spiritual, but I genuinely believe that I encountered something inhuman in those woods. I came across a creepy photo on Reddit, which shows a woman taking a picture of her dog, and in the background, she appears to see a face when looking back at her photos. I added the link to the episode description for story number 2, so you can go check it out. But here's the backstory. For context, my twin sister committed suicide at 15 years old in 2012. I took this photo shortly after I got my first smartphone. Naturally, I played around with the camera settings and took some flash photos of my dog with the sepia setting on. I didn't notice the background imagery until weeks later. The face in the image looks a lot like my sister, but it looked like she's crying. And the triangle design along with the orbs are so fascinating to me, and it has disturbed me for years. After posting this photo on Reddit, many people had questions, prompting the poster of the photo to clarify a few things. Now let me be clear. I took this picture after 10 p.m., and my room was completely dark, other than some white Christmas lights strung around my closet door. I had no mirrors in my room, and my windows had curtains drawn. If I still had the photos, I would share them, but I had taken multiple photos seconds apart, with nothing in the foreground in the others. The flash is what makes the background dark. So why would there be any visible light in the area I circled? I don't know how else to explain what this picture shows. Multiple people in the comments claim that the person who appears to be pictured is smiling and not crying. And whatever it is, if it is truly a ghostly picture, the face is very clear. Enough for you to identify the cheeks, the eyebrows, the eye sockets. You can clearly define the facial features of what is shown in the photograph. Another interesting take was that the triangle object that appears next to the face appears to also show fingers as if she is holding the object. Some people question if the face was a reflection, but with no mirrors, how can this be? If this was truly OP's sister, what a heartwarming visit that must be, to show up and visit her twin sister and the dog, seemingly laughing and smiling. Kind of a spooky thing that happened to me in Gettysburg. Back in 2020, at the tail end of the major part of the pandemic, I decided to take my family on a trip to Gettysburg. I love history and I love reading everything about the Civil War. Now, Gettysburg is supposed to be a very haunted place, so you would expect to see things out in the battlefield, cemeteries, and old buildings. The following happened at our hotel. Upon checking into our hotel, I had asked the hotel about laundry facilities, as we didn't arrive directly to Gettysburg, but landed in Richmond and did a bunch of battlefields along the way. So by the time we arrived in Gettysburg, we needed to wash some clothes. I tend to pack light, like bring enough clothes for half the trip, but then do a wash midway. And since this trip was mainly for me and my son, my wife was like,
"No, you're doing the laundry."
Her way of making me pay for a boring trip for her. That, and I had to buy her a lot of pretty things along the way. This evening, we got back to our hotel rather late in the evening. I had asked the hotel if it was still okay to do laundry, as there was a sign that said no laundry after 8 p.m. or something like that. The woman at the front desk said that it was no one staying in the rooms near the laundry room, so she gave me the green light to do my wash. I had run back to the room to gather my laundry, and then again back to the front desk, because I had ran out of quarters. So by the time I started my laundry, it was well past 9 p.m. The hotel had one washer and one dryer. So rather than run back over to my room, I was looking up things to do the next day, and looking at my phone watching videos or whatnot. I had my body facing the washer and dryer, so off to my left-hand side was the interior hallway that led to other rooms and the double doors to the outside. The noise from the washer was a bit loud when you were in the room. And when I had to put my clothes in the dryer, it was even more loud. I was paying attention to my phone, not looking down the hallway, and I heard a door open and close. I didn't look, just assumed someone was there down the hallway. And off of the side of my view, I saw a shadow walking towards me from the very end of the other hallway. So I poke my head up and turn to look down the hallway, totally expecting to see another guest or hotel employee. As I turn there is no one there. I just assumed maybe they just went into their room. But then again, I thought in my head that the hotel employee told me that there was no one staying there near the laundry room, and that people were only staying in the main part of the hotel. You also need a hotel key card to get in from the outside, so it wouldn't have been some random person off the street. I go back to looking at my phone. I turn facing the washer and dryer, not even paying attention down the hallway. And a few minutes later, I hear a loud boom from down the hallway. That sounded like metal poles falling over or something. I jump up and I look down the hallway, and again, I see nothing. My load that was in the dryer is finished, so I'm putting that load in a trash bag and putting the load from the washer into the dryer. And as I'm doing this, I see again someone down the hallway off to the side of my eyes. So I turn, and the lights look dim down the hallway, and there is no one there. I started to feel very uneasy, like if someone was looking at me. I have to wait 30 more minutes for this load to finish, and I started to not face the washer and dryer anymore, but face down the hallway. I can't tell if my eyes are playing tricks on me. Maybe they're a little tired from the trip or what, but I keep expecting someone to pop out or jump out and attack me. I go out into the hallway to really make sure that there is no one there. I look around, and it's just an empty hallway. The outer doors leading to this part of the hotel are closed. As soon as my load finishes, I started packing it in another trash bag. I am in the full get the fuck out of here mode. Now that all the machines are off and I can hear clearly, I pack up my stuff and I start to head out. And just as I get to the door leading to the outside, I hear footsteps. I turn thinking someone is walking up to me, but again, nothing. I leave that wing of the hotel and I make it back to the lobby, and then back to my room. My wife looks at me like, "What happened to you?" And I said, "Well, I totally believe all those stories about Gettysburg being haunted." The next post I came across that freaked me out was a video posted that appeared to show someone catching a ghostly figure while playing a video game. According to this post, the user claimed to be playing a virtual reality game called First Encounters, which is one of the Meta VR headset games that actually maps out the game by scanning the room, in which different characters can pop up and hide behind actual furniture in the room, while the player can walk around and hunt them down. While playing the game, the poster of the video came across something strange, although she is unsure of whether a glitch caused it or not. While playing, she could see a three-dimensional person-shaped outline that appears to be wearing a cloak and a pointy hat. However, it does not resemble her or her husband, and she is not sure where the origin of the figure came from. A commenter on the post claims that they play this game quite often, and never have they ever ran across this issue or seen a character in the game with this particular outline. Someone else claimed that this reminded them of the Teslas that can detect ghosts while in an empty cemetery. Or, if you remember these, the Xbox Kinects that used to be able to detect random figures walking around. Whatever the thing is, the poster claims to be freaked out, and they can guarantee that it was not a hoax or staged. What do you think this could be?
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
In state and local government, tech upgrades aren't optional. They're essential. Whether it's improving digital services, protecting public data, or modernizing outdated systems, the demand for skilled IT professionals has never been higher. CBT Nuggets helps you stay ahead with affordable, on-demand IT training that's built for your schedule. Our short, practical videos and hands-on virtual labs make it easy to build real-world skills in networking, cybersecurity, cloud technologies, and more. You don't need expensive hardware or complicated setups, just a browser and the motivation to grow. Whether you're an IT admin, public service tech, or new to the field, CBT Nuggets gives you the tools to better support your team and your community. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of learners who are upgrading their skills and advancing their careers. Start your 7-day free trial today at cbtnuggets.com. Because smarter tech skills don't just help you, they help your whole community succeed.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
The time I encountered a dogman in the Oregon woods. It was September of 2021, and I was on a camping trip in Oregon. I was about an hour away from Klamath Falls, which ironically and infamously also seems to be a hotspot for cryptid sightings, especially the dogman. Though I wouldn't discover this till much later. My encounter took place just off of the Lake of the Woods area, on the Aspen Point campground side. The Lake of the Woods was within walking distance from me, no more than a few miles. To get to the lake from the camp, however, it required that I cut through a small clearing and then a walk through a patch of the forest. During the day, the lake was beautiful. Every day for the 4 days I was there, I spent as much time as I could sitting near the lake. It was so peaceful. But strange things first occurred on my third day there. I'd just come back to camp after going out with the family. I marched to the lake where I spent the next few hours. I hung around until the weather grew crappy and the sun began to set. I let it almost get too dark before I realized I was in an isolated location, but they walked through the rural forest ahead of me. If you've been in a similar situation, you know I was trying to collect myself while also internally panicking as daylight burned. I began to walk. The forest was thick. However, I managed to keep my cool. The clearing was in sight. But that's when the most awful feeling came over me. You know the feeling when you can physically feel someone's eyes staring down the back of your neck? Only my someone felt more like a something. And I remained frozen like a deer in headlights. Sick to my stomach. Up until a few yards behind me, I heard several fallen branches crack simultaneously. I turned my head and peered into the dim woods, and there was nothing there. Suspecting that I'd just experienced some bad omen, panic ensued. I chose flight and raced back to the camp with limited vision. Then came my fourth and final night at the camp. I found myself rolling around, unable to sleep. In the dead of the night, I got up, threw on some warmer clothes, unzipped my tent, and left. What was supposed to be a short bathroom break quickly turned into a late night solo walk back to the lake of the woods. That particular night, a full harvest moon lit my path. It shone just well enough for me to make out my surroundings. Even with the brightness of the moon, I headed for the lake with a flashlight in hand. I walked in the night defiantly, the previous day still heavy on my mind. No forest monster was going to get its hands on me, I told myself. I went into the clearing and through the woods like a madman on a mission, inviting the supernatural. I inevitably reached the lake and sat down on the docks, watching as the moonlight glistened on the water, dancing in short ripples. However, I began to notice an eerie fog rolling in over the lake. While looking out into the water, something came over me. I realized something was off. I now diverted my attention back towards the trees. The sounds of the forest had gone abruptly silent now, as if in the presence of a predator. And before I knew it, a dreadful feeling came rushing in. My stomach dropped. I shined my flashlight into the darkness and heard more tree branches breaking as if something was headed towards me. And instinctively, I stopped listening to the water and started moving. I wanted to navigate whatever was happening like one would walk on eggshells, but I ran. With my flashlight on, I booked it off the docks and into the forest. I ran, clumsily stumbling over roots, ultimately falling and losing my light. And as I fell, I saw a black silhouette gunning for me. I got up and full sprinted with only the moonlight to guide me now. And something was hot on my heels. Terrified, I managed to just reach the clearing and turned my back away from the woods. And that's when I saw it. It stood up on its hind legs and watched me from the tree line. It must have been about 8 or 9 feet tall, covered in matted jet black fur. Humanoid with the head of a dog. It had lanky limbs, beady eyes, and a malnourished body. And for about 5 seconds, it just watched me. And I stood paralyzed for what felt like lifetimes. I watched as it reverted to all four legs and ran back into the forest. To say it was fast would be an understatement. It was the quickest thing I've ever seen. And I truly believe it would have caught me that night if it wanted to. As a native of the Pacific Northwest, you hear a lot of strange tales regarding the woods and the ocean here. I grew up with many myths and stories. Stories of dreadful black-eyed children. Colossal sea monsters resembling prehistoric plesiosaurs. The Native American Thunderbird. And of course, Sasquatch, aka Bigfoot. The staple cryptid of Oregon and a longtime selling point. Bigfoot's so prominent here, it makes you question how many have seen it. I, however, have only encountered a different kind of creature. A cryptid unlike anything I'd ever heard of until that fateful night I met it. The Dogman. Thank you. There's no title to this story, but let's just call this a creepy-ass story from an assistant manager at a Pizza Hut. One night, I was serving a customer, and out of nowhere, a woman bursts into the store, shouting intelligible shit. Literally tries to dive over the counter, hits it instead, winding herself, and her can of cider flies forward and spills all over me. So I'm thinking, great, 20 minutes to closing and I get a drunk junkie flying at me. She starts screaming that I've got to help her, that they're after her. And I dismiss it as this woman looked like a junkie. Scraggy hair, missing teeth. She wasn't homeless as she had decent clothing, which made it seem a tad off. So I calm her down, give an apologetic look to the other lady I was serving, who now had placed herself into the farthest opposite corner to the mad woman. And the woman keeps screaming, "The men are coming," over and over. By this point, I've gone into reception to get her out of the store. And she's grabbing me, saying, "I have to phone the police." So I tell her that the local police station is quite literally two streets away. And she's begging me now to take her. So I get frustrated, thinking, man, I gotta get her out the store. And as she started understanding that I'm not going to help her, she gives up trying to convince me and just goes quiet. Like, instantly quiet. She stares at the floor in horror, like she's given up on everything. And then she slowly walks to the door, turns her head, and softly says,
"I'm sorry. I'm sorry."
She proceeds to run out of the door and down the street. So I step outside to see where she goes, and she fucking runs into the oncoming traffic and stops about 5 cars. A bunch of people are now trying to restrain her on the side of the road, and a guy that came past the shop told me that she was running around trying to get people to help her further down the street. Another day, another junkie, I thought. And as the police came and collected her, I started making my way back in. And as I turned, I noticed a car outside my store on the other side of a connecting road. All black SUV. And inside, two guys with suits, sunglasses. And this was at 11:45 p.m., so come on. And what was clearly a cord coming out of their ears. Now bear in mind, this is the UK, and they were dressed like American TV show feds. They just stared at me until I got back into the store. That night after closing, I arranged for a friend to pick me up, as I was a little spooked by their presence, despite my rationale telling me that it was too uncanny to mean anything. But the guys are still there when I left, and they tailed my friend and I for a good 2 miles before they hit a red and we got through. I've never been so thoroughly spooked by a 10-minute incident. It made me wonder if the woman was a junkie at all. I never used to believe in ghosts or the afterlife. On the 15th of November 2022, my little sister passed away from a form of cancer called leukemia. And since that day, we've come to notice things happening around the house that's starting to change our minds on whether the afterlife is actually a thing. Repeatedly, almost every single evening, whenever me and my parents would sit to have dinner, our dining room light would flicker. And every so often it would sparkle and flicker, where it had never done that before in the years we had lived there. There was one night I remember vividly. I was walking down the stairs to grab a snack before heading off to bed. and how our house is structured, I had to walk through the dining room to get to the kitchen. Now, due to it being dark, I switched on the dining room light to be able to see. Then as I walked into the kitchen, the dining room light began to flicker. And don't ask me why, but I decided to just stand there and look up at it. And by this point, me and my parents had said, "Oh, the light flickering is her," as kind of a way to make ourselves feel better. But something happened to make me really believe it. And as I stood there, looking at the light, I whispered, "I love you, Sophie." Then not even a split second after I said so, the light flickered in such a unique pattern. I've wondered if that was maybe her saying it back, perhaps Morse code or something. Tears began to roll down my eyes as I truly felt a presence in the room with me. And then, that very same evening, as I was about halfway up the stairs to go back to my room, I 100% heard a footstep on the stairs behind me. On everything I own, I swear I heard a footstep behind me, walking up the stairs. I instinctively turned around, quite spooked, and just stared down at the stairs. And the feeling I felt was indescribable. I felt a presence, a real physical presence. As I stared down that flight of stairs, I could feel someone looking back at me. Now that isn't the only example I have. Another is where, on the exact timing she died, every single physical analog clock in the house had stopped at that very time. They hadn't run out of battery. We hadn't done anything to them. But every single clock had stopped at that time. We've also had the Xbox that she adored playing turn itself on countless times without the help of any of us, even after switching it off. So I never used to believe in the afterlife, but now I do. I find comfort in the fact that I know she is still in this house. Although I can't physically see her anymore, I know she's still by my side every step of the way. Thanks for listening to this episode. I will be posting teasers for these stories with actual visuals on my page, so make sure you all go follow me on Instagram or TikTok at The Scarecast, or follow my YouTube and Facebook page, which are all linked in the description of this episode. If you have any scary story that you want to share, please send it to me at mike@thescarecast.com. As always, be safe out there, and until next time.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.